Good morning, everybody. So I work at NYU for the Center for the Study of Asian American Health, and we have many projects that go on within our center, and I'll be talking about one of the data sources that we're receiving, which is the REACH-US risk factor survey data, and I'm going to be telling you about diabetes among Chinese, Koreans, and Asian Indians in New York City. I have no relationships to disclose. So just an overview of what I'll be talking about. I'm going to give a background of Asian Americans in New York City and diabetes rates, an overview of REACH-US and B3Seed, which is our organization that collects the REACH-US data, methods of data collection and analysis, some findings, and discussion and conclusion based on the analysis. So Asian Americans in New York City make up almost 13% of the population. That's about 1 million Asian Americans, which is 1 in 8 individuals. And there was a 32% growth between 2000 and 2010. So it's one of the ethnic groups that is really growing in New York City, larger than Hispanics and some other ethnic groups. And Chinese represent the largest Asian group, with about half of all Asians in New York City. And diabetes, as we know, is a growing epidemic, and it's disproportionately experienced by minority communities. In 2010, the overall age-adjusted prevalence of diabetes nationally was 8.6% by the National Health Interview Survey data. Comparatively, in New York City, a study using Department of Health data found that foreign-born South Asians were almost twice as likely to have diabetes compared to foreign-born other Asians. 13.6% versus 7.4%. And Asians have been found to have a higher risk for type 2 diabetes compared to whites, while at lower BMIs. So we believe that aggregated data and small samples may mask differences between Asian subgroups, and you can see that there's a large difference between South Asians and other Asians. So the REACH-US is racial and ethnic approaches to community health. It was launched in 2007 by the CDC, and it's a multi-year community-based program targeting priority health areas and racial ethnic minority populations. And as a part of the program, the REACH-US risk factor survey is conducted in 28 of 40 grantee communities. There'll be 5 years of the survey conducted total. The first was conducted in 2009, and this analysis will use the data from 2009 and 2010. We just received the 2011 data, so we haven't had a chance to look at that yet. And NYU B3Seed, one of our organizations, is one of the grantees of REACH-US. We are a National Center of Excellence in Hepatitis B Disparities, and we focus on Asian and Pacific Islander communities. We develop, evaluate, and disseminate evidence-based practices, and we're a partnership with CESA, the Center for the Study of Asian American Health at NYU. So data was collected for the REACH-US risk factor survey using address-based random sampling, targeting areas with high Asian populations using GIS technology. A total of 2,260 interviews were conducted in 2009 and 2010, and 96% of these were Asian Americans. There were a few languages that the survey was conducted in. The ones that apply to us are English and Chinese, both Mandarin and Cantonese. And in year one, the majority of the surveys were collected by telephone, while in year two, the majority were collected by questionnaire mailings that individuals mailed back to the organization collecting. And most of the questions were modeled after the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System survey. So this is just a map of New York City and the census tracts, where the census tracts were targeted. So Queens has about half of the census tracts, 11. And Queens has become a population in New York City where a lot of Asian Americans live, moving out from the Chinatown that people think of in Manhattan. So sampling weights accounted for the probability of selection, age, and gender, and all analyses that are reported will be weighted. First, I performed descriptive analysis for the largest Asian subgroups, which were Chinese, Korean, and Asian Indian, and then bivariate analysis for the group as a whole to determine what factors were related to a diagnosis of diabetes, And then logistic regression to predict a diabetes diagnosis among the group while adjusting for other factors. So this is just some sociodemographics of the three populations. The Chinese was the largest group collected, 1486. Koreans and Asian Indians were around 200 individuals. There was a higher proportion of males and Asian Indians. Chinese were a little bit older, higher mean. And most were foreign-born. Koreans were least likely to speak English as their home language. And sociodemographics, a little bit more. You can see that Chinese have lower education and lower income compared to Koreans and Asian Indians. And healthcare coverage, which we only had yes or no, we don't have types of healthcare coverage on this. We see that about 25% of Koreans were uninsured. And some health-related factors. Koreans had a very high smoking rate, 22%, much higher than Chinese and Asian Indians. For BMI, we used an Asian definition, which was developed by the World Health Organization, which places a lower cutoff point for the categories of BMI, because the WHO has found that the proportion of Asians with a high risk for type 2 diabetes and other CVD risk factors is substantial at lower BMIs than other groups. And using this BMI definition, we saw that a greater proportion of Asian Indians were overweight or obese compared to Chinese or Koreans. Our outcome variable was diabetes diagnosis, and this was determined using the survey question, have you ever been told by a doctor that you have diabetes? So this is a self-reported measure. We found an overall prevalence rate of 10.8%, and you can see that the prevalence varies dramatically among the groups. Asian Indians, 22.5% of individuals said that they had been diagnosed, and these are all age-adjusted rates. So individuals diagnosed with diabetes were significantly more likely than individuals not diagnosed with diabetes to be 65 years or older, to be born outside of the U.S., to have a high school education or less, and to make less than $25,000 a year, and all of these were significant at P of less than 0.001. Some health-related factors. We saw that individuals diagnosed with diabetes were significantly more likely than individuals not diagnosed with diabetes to be overweight or obese using our Asian criteria, to have been diagnosed with hypertension, and to have been diagnosed with high cholesterol. And I just wanted to look at another piece of BMI. This is specifically among overweight and obese individuals by Asian subgroup. And you can see that there's a significantly higher rate of being overweight or obese among Asian Indians if you're diabetes. Or sorry, let's see. So 83.6% of overweight or obese Asian Indians had been diagnosed with diabetes, which is very high. So finally, we plugged variables into a logistic regression model, and three models were run. All of these are gender-adjusted, but gender wasn't significant, so it's not included here. There's too many variables to show. So the first model includes gender, age, and subgroup, and the reference categories are all in parentheses, so you can see that Asian Indians have an odds that's 3.1 times that of Chinese individuals to have been diagnosed with diabetes, and older age has a higher odds compared to those of younger age. The second model includes all the variables from the first model with additional sociodemographic variables, income, country of birth, employment, and home language, and employment is significant slightly. Those who are unemployed are 1.6 times more likely to have been diagnosed with diabetes compared to those who are employed, adjusting for all other factors in the model. And the third model adds some health variables, exercise, smoking, hypertension, and BMI. And we can see that hypertension and BMI are both significant. And meanwhile, through these three models, the subgroup and age continue to remain significant. So some strengths of this analysis, we saw that this is a very large sample of Asian Americans in New York City. It's one of the largest that's been collected. The New York City Department of Health collects information annually with a health survey, but they really undersample Asian Americans, and in order to show anything, you have to aggregate over multiple years. So here we had a very large population in just 2 years' time, and we'll be getting an additional 3 years of data. As well, the New York City Department of Health can only determine ethnicity by country of birth, which is not a good way to determine ethnicity, because just because you're born in that country doesn't mean that you are that ethnic group. So this data can also be used to make generalizations about diabetes and other health conditions among Asian Americans in New York City and possibly other places. So this is a cross-sectional survey, and it implies certain limitations. Many of the variables have limited response categories, so we couldn't determine type of insurance, only whether someone was insured or not insured. And income, we were only able to divide as a dichotomous variable. And some questions weren't asked that we would have liked to have seen, English fluency, time lived in the US, which could be informative for health outcomes. And the survey was conducted in English and Chinese and not in Korean or any South Asian languages, although for year three, they did use Korean, and they'll be using it moving forward, so we'll see if there's any differences between year three and the first 2 years. So just some conclusions. We were able to see health inequities among Asian Americans. There were high rates of diabetes, hypertension, and cholesterol, and these rates varied by subgroup. There's a need for Asian subgroups to be examined separately in research, and this is often not possible as sample sizes may be small, but in New York City, Asians represent 13% of the population, yet our community health survey undersamples Asians and does not obtain their ethnicity. So diabetes rates in Asian Indians were very high, yet rates of Koreans and Chinese were much lower than the national average. And more research is needed to determine why South Asians have such a high rate of diabetes. And data collection systems should be designed and implemented according to communities that they represent. So just some acknowledgments. These are the co-authors. And I'd like to thank the CDC REACH-US grant and the help of Yulian Lau for his expertise. And that's my contact info. And just a few next steps. We're hoping to get some publications out soon, including hepatitis B, which is the area of focus that our center has with REACH-US. And we would also like to compare to some other sites in New York City, as well as in other areas with Asian populations, to see if New York City might differ from the West Coast. So thank you.